The $4.2 billion capital budget sailed through the House almost a year ago with good bipartisan support, but Republicans who ran the Senate then wouldn't allow the body to vote. That move cost tens of thousands of jobs and delayed countless projects around the state. Thursday night, with control of the Senate back in Democratic hands, the capital budget got the votes it needed. Here's Representative Steve Theringer, the Dungeness Democrat who chairs the House panel that writes the capital budget, after that final vote.
There's over $1 billion for K-12 school construction. There's almost $900 million for our four-year colleges, about $100 million for affordable housing. These dollars are spread out very evenly across the state. And for about every $1 million that's in the capital budget, we generate about 18 jobs. And so if you take $4.2 billion and do the math, that's a lot of jobs.
In other action Thursday, lawmakers okayed a bill to solve a thorny problem surrounding private water wells and set up a program to help military veterans in rural areas receive the benefits and services they earned while in uniform. Reporting from Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.